This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McDean. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for the fifth night running and into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. Reuters footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sound of blasts reverberating through the city as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza alone since Monday, including 31 children, 20 women, 950 others wounded. Among 8 dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 Israeli civilians, including 2 children. Reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable if true, according to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra Friday. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and executive director of the advocacy group Every Last One, said a 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held on a bus from Saturday to Wednesday, using the bus bathroom during that time and unable to move about freely or communicate with family. More than a dozen states quickly embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most cases, but other states and cities and some major businesses have hesitated amid doubts about whether the approach is safe or even workable. As many business owners pointed out, there is no easy way to determine who has been vaccinated and who has not. And the new guidelines issued Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention essentially worked on the honor system, leaving it up to people to do the right thing. This is VOA News. In the United States, gas shortages at the pumps continue to spread from the south, all but emptying stations in Washington, D.C. This follows a ransomware cyber attack that forced a shutdown of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline. Though the pipeline operator paid a ransom restoring service, it was taking time. As Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in restoring full service, multiple sources confirmed that the company had paid the criminals a ransom of nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for the software decryption key required to unscramble their data network. Japan on Friday further expanded a coronavirus state of emergency from 6 areas, including Tokyo, to 9, as Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga repeated his determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. Despite the worsening infections, he stressed his commitment to holding the game safely and securely while protecting Japanese by strictly controlling the movements of foreign participants, including possibly expelling journalists covering the event if they defy regulations. The UK official leading preparations for the UN's COP26 climate conference says Britain hopes to host the delayed summit in person in November despite the coronavirus pandemic. Alex Sharma, the UK's president designate of COP26, said every possible measure was being explored to host the talk safely, including using COVID-19 testing and vaccinations. In less than 6 months' time, delegates from across the world are to arrive for the United Nations annual climate conference. It was originally set for November of 2020, but the pandemic forced the summit to be postponed for a whole year. Organizers face many challenges, including limits on international travel that remain in place. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time, a technically challenging feat for more difficult than a moon landing, and the latest step toward its ambitious goals in space. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars known as the Utopia Planitia. It will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main section of will be a permanent space station, and a mission that brought back rocks from the moon late last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.